And of course, that's just where the problems lie. Though people on both sides appeal to what is natural, nature unhelpfully supports both sides, liking both consistency and variety in gender and sexuality. So most people are male or female, but there are some who are born with unfixed gender. Most people are heterosexual, but some are not. Most parents have children, but some do not. And then there are people who marry knowing they can't have children, and children conceived with donated sperm or eggs or born through surrogates. Our society believes passionately in equality and wants everyone to have the chance of a decent and fulfilled private life. I've no problem with any of that. And yet, I don't want to lose the traditional view that marriage reflects a particular pattern in which a man and a woman unite across their obvious differences. Civil partnerships have a different pattern, and I think this could be sacramental too. I know partners who have created liturgies which celebrate their love, loyalty and commitment in the friendship of God. I'm not allowed to bless such relationships, but I think I'm allowed to hope the day will come. What I don't want to happen is that the demand for equality reduces gay and straight relationships to sameness. Civil partnerships offer something new and creative to thank God for, but there's no reason why we should lose the blessing of what remains both ancient and instinctive.